Alrighty.
Okay, well, we're talking with Griffin Johnson, the president of the Bay College LSSU Business Professionals of America chapter. And how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Jack. Just, getting reacclimated to the less warm weather from our trip to Orlando.
You know, when we did our last interview, it was right after you guys qualified, and when we talked about that it was going to be in Florida in May, it was like, okay, that's pretty good incentive to do well. And, of course, once you qualified, I guess you could just have sat by the pool, but you guys did that and also had had some success down there. Tell me how it went.
Yeah, so we got down there, I think, on a Monday. We took an extra day as a team. We put some money together, and we split a nice Airbnb. And then our competition started on Thursday morning, bright and early, where we had some preliminary rounds at the national level. So not every event had that. Not every competitor had to have that. But I think most of us had to go through a preliminary round to qualify to go into the final round, which everyone did. And I am very, very pleased to announce that all of our competitors that went down to the national level did make the national stage, which is placing top 10 in their respective events. And Brent explained to me, as he's been doing this for many, many years here at Bay College, that just making it on the stage is a huge accomplishment for anyone, let alone the entire team, to make it up on stage for one of their events or multiple events.
So how many of you guys went down there?
8 of us went down there, myself included.
And you all made it. So what do you have to do, for people who don't know? What do you have to do? You have to research ahead of time and put together a business plan or a proposal for a grant funding, or what do you do?
Yeah, so all the events are different. I have focused on just presentation events over the years, so I'll give you a little breakdown of one of them that I did pretty good at this year, and it was called Human Resources Management. So what you'll do is you will be given a case study, which is probably maybe 1 to 2 paragraphs long, and you'll have about 20 minutes to research that case study, or not research, but read through the case study. And then you're given 3 3x5 note cards, and you have to create a 5-minute presentation based off of a decision from that case study using a human resources manual that is kind of drafted around a business. And that manual is about 25 pages. So, for example, in my case study, we had a lady who was working for a company for many years, and eventually she got upset with the direction the company was headed. And she started a blog where she spoke out about the company, and she leaked some confidential information. So what we do is we go into that manual, and there's different sections of it. Let's say, for example, on page 5, there was a confidentiality clause that all employees had signed in that handbook. And so you'd want to tie that into the presentation in some way. So I usually took about 4 points from that, built my speech around it, and then provided a solution at the end of the case study to my judges.
I think I got the solution. She's fired if she breaks a confidentiality clause, right?
Yes, that was my final decision in the case. There was enough evidence in our manual to promote grounds for firing of her, and that was my final solution at that.
Yeah, right. So then how are you judged? Are you judged by actually just finishing the problem, or is it based on your decision, what you end up with, or is it procedural or what?
Yeah, so the judges, we always have 2 judges in the room for the finals of the events, and they're given a rubric. I don't have one in front of me, but if I'm not mistaken, you're mainly scored on your ability to create a thorough presentation, so an introduction of the presentation, which you're going to be talking about, reviewing the case study, the body of information that you have, a conclusion of your case study, and then providing a solution. And then there's also other parameters that they'll judge you upon. Let's see here, your mannerisms, your tone, voice inflections, and then staying between the 3 and 5 minute mark for the presentation. If you create a presentation, no matter how thorough it is, If you are at 2 minutes and 59 seconds, you will not even be scored. You will effectively be fired from that event. You're canceled on it. You're not allowed to move on to any final scoring. And if you go over 5 minutes, that is also the same parameters there. And that's just kind of the gist of the presentation. Obviously, if I had the full rubric in front of me along with a case study, could break it down more, but time constraints, you know.
Yeah. So I guess my last question, Griff, is how do you feel about this run that the Bay College chapter has had the last couple of years, not just this year, but you've been involved in it for several years, and there's been success, you know, across the board. I know Brent has something to do with that, but how do you feel about how things have gone the last couple of years?
How I feel the things have gone the last couple of years has been nothing short of amazing. I remember when I first got a chance to meeting Brent, and he coerced me into joining Business Professionals of America on a challenge. He's got me pretty well figured out. He figured if he challenged me to do something, I would definitely take a little bit of an interest in it. And in the first year, I had myself go to Nationals along with my work partner, Tragen, and we did that again the following year when we went to Chicago. But this final year, to have myself and seven other very, very bright students be able to go down and compete at the national level, that was probably my proudest moment as the president of our chapter so far, to see the hard work that everyone put into their respective events. Even I remember even when we were staying in the Airbnb, when we were taking a little extra vacation time the first night together as a group, and everyone's practicing their presentations or going over different events or any ways they can get an edge in the competition. There was so much hard work into it, and to see it pay off was, you know, I'm just so proud of everybody that they had that moment to get up there on stage. And I truly feel like the experience you get through being a part of this club changes everything about you as a person, the things you get to see, the things you get to experience. It's hard to put it all just into words right now. I mean, I could sit here for hours and hours and hours and tell you every small little experience that shaped who I am today. But in short, to wrap up the past 3 years, you know, Business Professionals of America and our chapter here at Bay College, our advisor, Brent, and many other teachers, it's given me an opportunity to grow as a student and as a young man that will be entering our workforce here soon in ways that I could not even have imagined whatsoever at all. And I'm extremely blessed and grateful. I truly do not know where I would be without these experiences that we were able to have.
Well, Griff, congratulations to you. I'm happy for the pride of North Central High School to be in the position you're in, and I'm sure you'll take a lot from it too, and so will the people you were with. So congratulations again.
Thank you so much, Jack. I appreciate it a lot. Always proud to be a North Central alumni.
Yeah.